This is Reed in Nepal. I'm Deependra Silwal with the news top stories of the hour first. 11 persons killed in landslides in Calicut and Dang, 6 go unaccounted after being swept by flood in Calicut and Kalali. Finance Minister Dr. Ivaraz Kathura says there will be no lack of resources for the National Pride Project. 210 new corona infection cases confirmed in the country today. National tally for virus infection surpassed 19,000. And India Hetero wins approval to launch COVID-19 drug. Favipiravir drug available in Indian market from today itself. Now news in detail. 11 persons have lost their lives in Calicut and Dang today due to landslide accompanied by incessant rainfall. 9 persons, including 7 members of the same family, were killed by landslide at Narahrinath Rural Municipality of Calicut last night. The Calicut police said 65-year-old Gange Buddha, his 61-year-old wife Naina Buddha, his 24-year-old daughter-in-law Sita Buddha, his 10-year-old granddaughter Chandrika Buddha, his 7-year-old grandson Ram Buddha and 1.5-year-old Sarintra Buddha were among the deceased. Likewise, 65-year-old Bande Buddha and his 62-year-old wife Mona Buddha were also killed in landslide last night. Meanwhile, Jay Bahadur Sahi of Raskut Municipality 1 of Calicut, who was washed by flooding of Tusar Kola, was found dead today. However, other 6 are still unaccounted. Similarly, 24-year-old Batuli Nepali and her daughter Aisma of Bagalchuli Rural Municipality 5 of Dang were killed after they were buried in landslide debris. Moreover, the police say 21-year-old Dharmaraj Upadhyay of Buri Ganga Municipality 1 of Majra has gone unaccounted after he was swept in a landslide. The police further say the search for the missing is going on. Moreover, Kailali Chief District Officer Egiraj Bohra said Kishore Shaha, Chandrika Beke and Sakil Chaudhary of Vajani Municipality have gone missing after they were swept by a local river today. Meanwhile, the Kanchanpur District Administration Office has issued a warning asking people on the riverbank to remain alert, citing rising level of water in rivers due to incessant rainfall in hilly regions. Additional 146 corona infected people in Nepal have returned home today following health recovery. Addressing the regular press brief today, spokesperson of the Health and Population Ministry, Professor Dr. Jageswar Gautam said, after 146 people got discharged from various isolation centres today, the number of people recovering from coronavirus infection in Nepal has reached 14,021. As per the ministry, 72.8% corona-infected people in Nepal have recovered from the infections and returned home. The ministry also said within last 24 hours, 210 corona-infection cases were detected while carrying out 6,037 PCR test. With this, Nepal's national corona infection tally has reached 19,273. The ministry also informed that there are 5,203 active cases of corona infection in Nepal. Finance Minister Dr. Ivaraj Kathura has said there will be no lack of resources for the National Pride Project. It's speaking in the meeting of the National Concern Committee of the Parliament at Singhalabad today. Finance Minister Dr. Kathura expressed commitment to providing every necessary resource to the National Pride Project, saying such projects are connected to the prosperity of the country. Meantime, Finance Minister Dr. Kathura said for those who turn landless due to the implementation of the project, the government will manage their resettlement. Meantime, National Planning Commission Chair Pusparaj Gadhil stressed on the effective inter-ministry coordination while implementing the National Pride Project. He pointed out the double or triple expenses to the government while implementing projects in lack of coordination among the ministries. Agriculture, Cooperative and Rural Natural Resources Committee of the House of Representatives has directed the government to take a strong action against the guilty of setting fire at Tepang settlement of Madi in Chitwan and provide compensation to the victims. The committee meeting held at Singhadarbar today directed the government to take action against the guilty, condemning the action and asked to provide compensation to the victims. The committee has also directed the government to work on the earliest resettlement of the Tepang community from the national park affected areas. In the meeting, Forest and Environment Minister Sakti Bahadur Basnet expressed commitment to taking action against the culprits. The House of Representatives State Affairs and Good Governance Committee has formed subcommittees to study annual reports of the three constitutional bodies and present a report on it. The subcommittees will study the annual reports of the Commission for Investigation of Abuse of Authority, Election Commission and Public Service Commission. The subcommittees are led by Rekha Sharma, Yashoda Subedi and Vijay Supa, respectively. The subcommittees have been given 15 days to submit the annual report. Speaker Agni Prasad Sapkota has administered the oath of office and secrecy to Leela Devi Sitala, who has been elected member of the House of Representatives from the Janata Samajwadi Party. Sitala took the oath of office before the Speaker at a ceremony organized at the Federal Parliament Secretariat at Singhadarbar today. On the occasion, Speaker Sapkota presented the locket insignia of the Member of Parliament to lawmaker Sitala. One post of MP had fallen vacant after the Janata Samajwadi Party sacked Sarita Giri from the party. Responding to journalists' questions after taking the oath of office today, MP Sitala said she will remain committed to the Nepali land and people and raise voice on topics related to national interest and people's livelihood. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
ल्यान्डलाइन फोनमा समस्या छ
1498 मा फोन गर्नुस्
समस्या पोस्टपेनमा नि आयो
1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
ओहो समझे प्रीपेड को पुक नम्बर पनि चाहिए थियो
त्यसको लागि पनि 1498 मै फोन गर्नुस्
नेपाल टेलिकम को GSM CDMA मोबाइल तथा ल्यान्डलाइन मा कुनै पनि समस्या आएमा जे जे सोध्न मन छ 1498 मा फोन गरेर सोध्नुहोस् यो नम्बर मा फोन गर्दा पैसा लाग्दैन
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Nepal Academy of Science and Technology, NAST, has developed a mobile swab collection vehicles. The vehicles are said to be the first ever of its kind in the country. It is said to be useful in protecting medical workforce from catching the virus from COVID-19 patients. According to NAST Senior Technician Officer Dr. Shankar Dhakal, the technology has been fitted into Toyota vehicles. NAST was assisted by Nepal Army in developing the vehicles. The vehicles are to be used for collecting swab samples. The technology is said to be highly helpful in lowering the risk of infection on swab collectors from the infected persons. With the government permission, the bid management is all set to conduct tests of coronavirus with a reasonable fee. Proprietor of the company, BK Bhandari, said the laboratory set up by the bid management is prepared to conduct the test from Thursday. Bhandari informed that his company got permission from the government for real-time PCR test for COVID-19 by taking 4,500 rupees as fees. The company located at Kupantol of Lalitpur claims to have the capacity of testing more than 4,000 samples in a day, providing reports within 5 hours. The government of Israel has provided medical equipment to State 2, the most affected state by COVID-19. The Embassy of Israel in Kathmandu today handed the medical assistance to State 2 Social Development Minister Naval Kishore Shah. The assistance includes personal protection gear, gloves, glasses, mask and hand sanitizer required in the prevention and treatment of COVID-19. On the occasion, Israeli Ambassador to Nepal Benny Omer said Israel has its solidarity to Nepal in its fight against virus and is happy to help. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on some international updates. India's Hetero Labs Limited has said it received the local regulatory approval to launch its version of antiviral drug Favipiravir for the treatment of COVID-19. The Hetero company said the drug, priced at 59 rupees Indian currency per tablet, will be available at drug stores from today. Moderna's experimental COVID-19 vaccine worked in monkeys and prevented the virus from replicating in their noses and lungs, according to a study published in the New England Journal of Medicine. Scientists said monkeys who received even a low dose of vaccine produced more antibodies than people who had recovered from the virus, and it appeared to stimulate an immune response from so-called T cells. The European Union's executive said it had agreed to buy a limited supply of COVID-19 drug Remdesivir from United States-based drug maker Gilead to address the short-term needs of European patients, and hope to be able to order more later. Remdesivir is the only drug so far authorized in the European Union for use against COVID-19, but nearly all available supplies have already been bought by the United States. The European Union Commission has agreed to pay 63 million euros to purchase the enough doses to treat about 30,000 patients. The US signed a deal with Gilead in June for more than 500,000 courses of treatment, which accounts for the most of the production through September. Amidst all the rest in development of vaccine for COVID-19 treatment, the global count for corona cases has surpassed 16,956,000, while more than 664,000 people have died of corona infection. Meanwhile, more than 10,506,000 people have recovered from the COVID-19 infection, still leaving more than 5.78 million active cases of corona infection across the world. Now, sports. Nepali cricketer Sandeep Lamisane will be leaving for the Republic of Trinidad and Tobago tomorrow to play Caribbean Premier League. According to his manager, Raman Sivakoti, the player is settled to fly towards island country in the Caribbean through a chartered flight of the Korean Air. It is mandatory for Sandeep to reach there by August 1st to play the T20 tournament. Upon reaching there, he has to stay in a 14-day coronavirus quarantine. Earlier, confusions were hovering over his departure, settled with the government decision to reopen international flights only from coming August 17th. Now, general weather forecast for the country for tonight. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather tonight will be generally cloudy throughout the country. Brief rain and thunder showers are likely to occur at many places of the country, with chances of heavy rainfall at a few places of Province 5 and Southern Pashchim Province, and at one or two places of Province 1, Province 2 and Gandaki Province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrap up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Eleven persons killed in landslides in Kalikot and Dang, six go unaccounted after being swept by floods in Kalikot and Koilali. Finance Minister Dr. Yuvraj Kathiawada says there will be no lack of resources for the National Pride Project. 210 new coronavirus cases confirmed today. National tally for virus infection surpassed 19,000. And India's Heteros win approval to launch COVID-19 drug Favipiravir, drug available in market from today itself. That's the end of news from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.nv for more news and online programs. Our next English bulletin is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.